I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 452, The Rest of Your Week. Several years ago, newspapers told about a Navy fighter jet who shot itself down. Say what? Well, flying at supersonic speed, it ran into the shells it had just fired only a few seconds before. The jet was traveling too fast. There's a lot of that going around, folks. We shoot ourselves down because we refuse to slow down. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God and love others in our everyday lives. To do that, we need to manage our pace. We would all take the commandments not to murder or to lie or to commit adultery seriously, but the one, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, well, that's kind of forgotten and ignored. As COVID concludes, at least on some level, thanks be to God, our calendars are beginning to fill back up again. We eat meals in our car. We spend more evenings away from home. We don't sleep well. We're tired and stressed. We are like tires on a car that are out of balance. We're wearing poorly. One person nailed it. Most Americans worship their work, work at their play, and play at their worship. You know, God had a better idea, and he had that idea from the very beginning. In fact, he modeled it for us. On the seventh day, God rested. But we're more comfortable being workaholics. Dr. Wayne Oates coined the term workaholic in 1968 because for some people, work is like a narcotic. You need more of it and more of it. It's a neurosis that is not only sought after, but it's even applauded in our culture. We have our identity there instead of in Christ, where it belongs. We seek approval there instead of knowing that we're already approved by God. We want to escape our reality by working harder and doing and going rather than simply being. God didn't give the commandment because he's against work. Don't get the wrong idea. He told Adam to work the garden. Work is great. It's not about being lazy, but it's about not confusing that with our identity. It's about taking time for renewal and reminding ourselves of who we are and what really matters. Look, we see it in the world. Bowling alleys discovered that pins last longer if they're given a rest, and so they have more than one set. There are rest in music. Otherwise, you would hate music if there was never any rest, if all the notes just ran together all the time. Even dirt needs to rest, farmers realized, but that was God's idea too. While the Sabbath became a burden by adding more and more rules to it, it was given to be a blessing. Jesus said that in Mark chapter 2, verses 27 and 28. The Sabbath reveals that it's God's design, not ours. It shows our limits as human beings. It's a time of worship and trust in the God who really holds the world together, not us. So here's the great question. Do you have a regular time in your week to rest? Now, look, it's not a day off. I didn't ask you if you have a day off. It's not a vacation. It's a time to do instead what gives life with God who loves you and with the people that you love. Let's pray this prayer adapted from Sarah Forgrave. Jesus, I'm stressed. Help me to accept your invitation to come empty and receive the rest I need. Help me to willingly release my fear, my worries, my agenda, my to-do list. Ease the tension and replenish my body. Silence the voices of doubt and speak your words of truth. Remove the heaviness of my day and pour out abundant life into my life. Fill me with your peace, joy, and love. Fill me until the overwhelm is consumed by your grace, and my life reflects the beauty of resting in you. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 453, and in the meantime, one man challenged another to an all-day wood chopping contest. The challenger worked very hard, stopped only for a brief lunch break. The other man had a leisurely lunch and took several breaks during the day. And at the end of the day, the challenger was surprised and annoyed to find that the other fella had chopped substantially more wood than he did. I don't get it, he said. Every time I checked, you were taking a rest, yet you chopped more wood than I did. But did you notice, said the winning woodsman, that I was sharpening my axe when I sat down to rest? Does your life resemble chopping wood with a dull axe because you don't slow down long enough? May you intentionally plan for the rest of your week. God bless you.